I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
You know, I don't like to make it up as I go along. That was a criteria of my co-host showing up that I would not tell the muffin joke tonight.
Players, put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air.
Listen, while you're listening to the music, let me pay what's going to happen. We're going to do a 20-minute podcast now. Which are the nuts. If you actually see a real podcast, unlike the fake Brad Garrett podcast that you did not see, you'll see an actual podcast. And then,
pay no attention to the man in the check shirt.
And the comedy show will be amazing. It'll be me, John Brand, Nick J. Black, you're doing a spot.
I'm doing 15 solid minutes.
15 solid minutes. We have a very great show. This. So you're going to watch the podcast. During the podcast portion, you're going to keep it quiet. Pay attention to their questions to get you. And it's my intention tonight to convince Eric Scott to do a 5-minute comedy set. Because that dude will be funny.
That could go very, very wrong.
I would have never thought Eric wrong. Scott could cook meatloaf, but he can. And I think that guy would be funny as hell. You think Eric could be funny? No.
Vinny, there's a reason why Eric's going to sit on your side. You're on that side.
Eric, were you in the military? Were you in the military?
He's just waving at you. He's just waving.
I know.
He's saying goodbye, Vinny.
Were you ever in the military?
All right, are you guys ready? Welcome to the first annual Millen's Awards.
Yay!
Come on! So, I have no recollection of how we came up with this idea.
Wow, look at the crowd.
Who? I think it may have been Jessica's idea, right, to give out an award.
It was Jay's idea.
This is the official millennial
I would take credit
award, the snowflake. So, everyone gets something tonight. So let me just explain a couple of things. Actually, Jessica, if you would not mind going through the rules. So first of all, I'm Bill Spadia.
Yeah.
No, give it up for me. Hey, I wore a tux. I tied my own tie. Come on. Come on. Do you know how hard that is to do? Who knows how to tie a bow tie?
I don't.
Right. Right. Thank you.
One person said, I don't. Yeah. And everybody else just stared at you
just
blankly.
Nothing. That was it.
What I love about you, Bill, what I love about you is you just took it like, yeah, the whole crowd agrees. Yes. 100%. It's
this
really hard to
why,
do.
This is why, Jay, this is why I'm able to get up and do things like this, because I don't even hear the reaction.
Right. You just say,
I just go. This is what I love about the radio. I have no idea if you're cursing me out on the other side.
They're cursing you out.
If you're tuning.
out, right? Yeah. That happens. No, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm talking to a mic. So these lights help. All right, so Vinnie Brand. Give it up for Vinnie Brand.
Vinnie Brand!
I want to thank Vinnie Brand. Not only the owner of the Stress Factory, but also a proud sponsor of Speaking Millennial, our podcast, which is now a sponsor.
I don't know. I don't know if proud. I think a sponsor. Proud might be pushing it.
I am very proud.
We've gone down a couple notches today.
I'm very proud. Jay makes a good point. You were a little presumptuous. However, I am indeed proud.
Thank you, Vinnie.
And Jay, I appreciate you questioning the status of my sponsorship. But indeed, I am proud.
Well, we're happy to have you, Vinnie. Although next time, can I just park in front?
The van's in front.
Okay.
And the van is parked where no one can see it.
You know, I noticed that. Did anybody see the van until you literally tripped over it? Where's Promo Joe? Joe! All right.
Promo Joe.
We're going to have a little parking lesson afterward. It's all good. So I want to just, first let me introduce my co-host, Jessica
Hi.
Nutt.
Jessica Nutt,
come on.
Yay!
Show him the ring.
The recently
Jessica
engaged.
Nutt just got engaged on Christmas.
Yeah. Soon to be Jessica what? What's the new last name?
Gibson.
Gibson. Now, Jessica Gibson.
No more Nutt.
So much better.
There's an issue because Vinny has invited himself to Jessica's wedding.
Wait a second. That's...
Now... Oh, no. Wait. That's... There was some colorful language, I think, that you used.
It's inaccurate to say that I invited myself.
You're
it's
accurate not to say... what you said right now?
That I said I'm going, invitation or not. It's very different. I may be a crasher, but
Jessica,
I'm going that fucking
way. What did Vinny actually say to you?
He said, I'm coming, bitch.
I'm coming, bitch.
Yeah, that's what happened.
What heterosexual male wants to go to a wedding?
I want to go to Jess's wedding.
I spend all my time thinking how to get out of those things.
No,
that's why I'm
gonna tell you
why.
I'm going to tell you why. I was talking to Bill one day in the studio, and Bill said, Jess is such a pain in the ass, no one will ever marry her. Yeah. And I said... If she gets married, I'm going to the wedding. And lo and behold,
I think that's somewhere along those lines, somewhere in there.
Something along those lines.
You may have a couple facts.
Jess, are you going to invite me or not?
You are going to do the comedy cocktail hour. You're gonna. Everyone's invited.
You're hired help.
Everyone is invited to the church ceremony, and Vinny's working.
Not only am I going to that wedding, I'm sitting at the head table and I'm cutting the goddamn cake. I am going to be at that wedding.
All right, so we got a couple rules for the Millen. So the way the show is going to work is, well, before we do that, I just want to explain what we're going to do. So we've got the award ceremony. So if you have been nominated for an award, I'm going to bring you up, and we've got a seat for you, and we're going to talk to you for a minute before you get your official Speaking Millennial snowflake. Now, after that's done, once you're done up here, we're going to send you to Promo Joe off to my left. And we've got a step and repeat. Here are the rules with that. Oh, actually,
you forgot the number one rule.
What did I forget?
We're going to have a great show after the podcast awards. We're going to have Troy Moore, Jay Black, Vinnie Brand, and Bill Spady will not be telling any jokes tonight.
I will not be telling jokes tonight. Go ahead. It's all right.
Wow. That is all right. That's the most excited they've been all night.
I noticed that.
Is the concept behind the award that everybody nominated also won?
Yes. Participation award.
Yes. Millennials are snowflakes.
Yeah.
They get offended very easily. They are incapable. Well, it's not incapable. They don't understand losing. So everybody wins. Yeah. That was our thought.
And you, and as a rule, you respect millennials or you do not?
I'm very pro-millennial.
You're pro-millennial?
Actually, not only am I pro-millennial, Nicole Perino can attest to this. I have my own award as an honorary millennial, and I have a gold star. Now, that comes from my use of Twitter and my learning curve on Snapchat.
And your willingness to pay $9 for avocado toast.
Yum. Love avocado toast.
Yes. All right. So, Jessica, the rules.
The rules?
Or did we just say the
rule? Number one rule, no jokes from Bill.
Right.
Number two rule is we are going to have the announcement of the award, the reception of the award. They are going to give their speech. And then move over to the red carpet.
Right.
Am I missing an award? I feel like you just
I feel like there were more rules, but I'll figure it out as we go. I'm sure there are a couple. Jay.
Yes.
I thought you had something to say.
No, if they go on too long with their speech, we will play them off gently by chanting na 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 na, hey hey hey.
And that's a crowd.
Goodbye.
Participation.
If they go
all right,
too long.
So Vinny, because Vinny is always paying attention to what's right in front of him, took a call, but I think we're gonna get started. But I really, Vinny, all right?
Vinny, who's on the phone?
Now, who here has listened to the podcast Speaking Millennial?
Woo!
All right, so listen, you got to make sure you subscribe to it. Go to nj1015.com And subscribe tonight because there are now 43 episodes or 44. Is this 44?
No, we have 41. The latest one that just came.
I was able to just get onto your phone without a password.
I have no lock. Who has a lock on their phone?
I do. A lot of points.
I can't remember the password.
Do you have a lock?
Since it's a true podcast.
You have a lock on your phone?
I'm an attorney. It's like it's not
here. Do you know how I don't have the patience to swipe and put in a code? No, it doesn't work. That doesn't work. It's like the cloud.
Bill,
right? The cloud does not work. You can't store anything on the cloud.
Bill had
I just paid for it.
Burned off.
Right?
From his days as a real estate
guy. So I think I want to bring up our first nominee.
All right, let's do it.
Our first nominee/winner.
Well, let's not kill the suspense, Vinny.
Okay.
But yes.
Wait, our first nominee is on this page.
Yeah. Now, this is the award. This is the award that we're very proud to give to our good friend Eric Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Scott, come on.
Eric Scott,
this
wow.
is the award for Do Not Sit in My Chair and Do Not Touch My Headphones.
Oh, that's
Eric Scott, everybody.
Eric Scott, everybody.
Eric Scott, everybody.
And we're live.
All right, come on. Give it up for Eric.
Eric Scott making his way forward.
The background on that is that we all share a studio, and Eric is the news director.
Would you like Millennial Pink or just the classic?
I think that's it's a big deal, Eric. Now, is that going to be hanging in your? Go ahead, you can have a seat.
Congratulations, Eric.
Congratulations, Eric.
So, did he? He's nominated. Are we now announcing that you're also won?
This is how it works. So, once you're nominated, you come up. You are instantly awarded.
Yeah, you're a winner.
The award.
Yeah.
So, you have won, Eric. Congratulations. In the category of don't touch my microphone, my headset, or my chair. But Eric, in the spirit of the Millens, you can have my chair.
I didn't realize that there were people that had prepared actual speeches for this award. I'm here past my bedtime with people that I don't like.
We all looked at Vinny when you said that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think this guy can be very funny.
Thank you for opening the kitchen at 5:30. We just received our food.
Thank you. You're welcome.
We're excited to eat and be here. We are, right? Yeah? I mean, my table, all excited.
There's a lot of people.
This is an awesome award. No, in all seriousness, I love working with Bill and all these people every day. He wouldn't know that, and it's actually a moment of sincerity. Truly.
Oh.
Truly.
Not since Mr. Data turned on his emotion chip.
Okay.
Kiss.
Don't push it too far. Okay? Now, truly, thank you. I love this. This is great. This is a great event. Thank you, Bill.
Can I ask a question?
Thank you, Eric. Go ahead.
Able to ask a question?
Yeah.
Because I think I may have been the first one to recognize how uncomfortable Eric is when you put his headset on. Because I have to wear a headset in studio, and I'd put his headset on, and he would march into the studio with a look to kill. And I think I may have been the one that unearthed the information that you do not like people using your headset. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yes. Would you like me using your toothbrush?
I wouldn't give a shit at all.
He doesn't use a toothbrush, Eric.
I wouldn't. But here's the thing. Eric is very buttoned down, and he looks like someone, let's be honest, he looks like someone that any moment is going to snap and kill the neighbor.
That's what we're hoping for tonight, Vin.
No, but he's a fun guy. But you wouldn't know that
because
he doesn't look fun at all. But he is fun, and I think he'd be a good comic, personally.
You know, that's not a bad idea. How about, what do you think, Eric?
Do a snap and kill everybody?
Oh, no. All right. This went south. Here's what we're going to do now. We're going to end this segment real quick. You got to head over to, first of all, give it up for Eric Scott. Eric Scott, everybody. Thank you, Eric. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So all we ask is you head over to Promo Joe.
Okay.
Take a selfie holding up your snowflake and then use the hashtag.
Millen
what
Awards.
Is our hashtag?
M-I-L-L-E-N-N
hashtag
Millen
Awards. Two L's, two N's.
Millens.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
How many people here?
I go now so it doesn't
Eric
get off.
Scott's Millen Awards.
All right.
Facebook Live is actually working for all those times.
How about that? All right. Hey, Facebook. We are doing a studio audience live podcast here at the Stress Factory with our sponsor, one of our sponsors, one of our proud sponsors, we think.
The only sponsor that matters, bitch.
Sorry. And our studio audience. Guys, give it up for Facebook. All right. So
Man, I wish
our next award.
I wish
our
I had Eric
award.
Scott's voice.
Here's
I would
what's
just
happening.
Narrate everything.
We took way too long on that.
All right.
Okay. Woo.
Two things. One, I need to just promo Joe. You need some light there so we can actually see the background.
Yeah. What the hell's going on over there?
Seriously, could that be any darker? Look at that.
Let's get the next award.
Am I keeping you up?
Well,
we keeping
I
you up.
Want,
all right.
I want
all right. Our next award.
Pop.
Ready?
You know what? Wait. Do you know what I forgot to do?
What?
So I'm going to do it.
Oh, no.
Joe,
I know what you forgot to
I'm going
to
do it in between the awards and the comedy set. Joe Smith is here, rising country star, named one of the top 10 women in country. Listen to this. But I was supposed to bring her up first to start the podcast with the national anthem, but I can't interrupt it.
Bill, do you want to know what kind of narcissist I am? I'm a little annoyed. I'm not in the top 10 women in country.
I know you are.
I'm a little
I know you are.
All right,
next award. Who is the next award?
Should I hand it over like
yes,
an envelope?
Let's do it very
Ready?
Serious. All right.
All right.
Next award.
Hold your breath.
Goes to Troy Trump. Moore.
Troy Moore.
Come on up.
Yay,
All right,
Troy.
Now, Troy. Who's heard of Troy Moore?
Nobody.
All right. Troy is a very funny comic. He's the only comic we could actually get to come tonight and do a set that wasn't part of the podcast. Troy.
Oh, I get a pink one.
Yeah, you get a. That's a little one, but for you, it's bigger because you're small.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
How old are you, by the way?
I am 28 years old, Vinny.
All right, time to stop doing that with your hair. Listen, I'm just saying. Listen, you're a true millennial then, right?
I am a through and through
Let me ask you a question. Where did you go to college?
I went to college at Rowan.
And what did you study?
Health and exercise science.
What did you study?
Gym teaching. Yeah.
All right, and what are you doing now?
Right now, I am doing comedy and working for Penske.
So you are a true millennial. You're
I
an undirected,
am. No direction at all.
Non-contributing member of society. You're a true. This is a true millennial, everybody.
Wait, he was
individual.
Supposed to give a speech, Vinny. Not huh? You're just making fun of him.
If we don't make this funny, it's going off the rails.
You didn't even give
Someone's
him a chance.
Someone's got to bring some funny to it, and my name's on the sign. Goddammit, we're bringing some funny. So congratulations on your pink snowflake. What is your goal in life?
What? You don't have to answer that.
My Troy client's Moore, not going to answer that question. All right, Troy Moore, everybody.
Troy Moore.
Troy, get over to the... No.
There you go. A true millennial. Run off crying
step
to mommy.
Got to do the selfie. All right, our
hey,
next
Troy.
Award. Who is it? Cara DeFalco.
Cara DeFalco.
Cara DeFalco wins the award for the best meatloaf for someone who is not Eric Scott.
Eric Scott made some badass meatloaf.
Does everyone know about Meatloaf Day?
Yeah.
Right? All right, we're doing, just so you know, a little plug, March 23rd. This will be out
Hi.
Before then, right?
Was that?
Friday, March 23rd.
Yeah, this
will drop before then.
This is coming out next
so,
week.
So we're doing Mac and Cheese Day on the radio. Kara, congratulations.
All right, oh, another true millennial.
Yay.
How old are you?
I'm 33. I think I'm a very old millennial,
I think. Yeah, you're like an old millennial.
Yeah, I don't think we necessarily count. I'm in the camp that the 80s kids don't
so,
count.
So let me ask you a question, millennial.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's a legitimate question for all millennials. Number one, did you vote in the last election? The presidential?
Yes.
Okay, who did you vote for?
Are you allowed to ask
Oprah.
That?
Now, who did you vote for?
Biden.
Huh?
Hillary.
Clinton.
The female.
Oh, the broad. Yes. Okay, got it. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you still pissed off over it?
No, not at all.
No? Oh, then you're really not necessarily a true millennial. Now, what are
Wait,
your goals
You want
in
to know
life?
Why I'm not a true millennial?
What are you? Let me ask you something,
I remember getting a computer in our house for the first time. I remember getting the internet in our house for the first time. I didn't grow up with all this stuff.
There's a lot of Italian coming out right
so
now.
So my question is...
You notice that? There's a lot
oh,
of
that's right. You got two of us. Wow. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of this.
Yeah, a lot of this.
And if we keep going, it'll go full arm length and someone's going to accidentally get
stabbed. My question for all millennials, all right, and
yes.
I think it's a fair question for us people that are not millennials, what do you bring to the goddamn table?
Meatloaf.
Apparently, really good food.
Well done. That's nice to have you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara. Great job. Head over to Step and Repeat, and it's got to be a selfie, and then you got to tag us. All right.
Why is there no light at the Step and Repeat?
I don't know. Promo Joe. Should we have a light on that?
It feels like. Are we doing like a seance over there? Like, what's happening?
Vinny, this is your place.
What's that?
This is your place. Why is there no light where we're taking pictures?
Well, Bill, this may shock you. But we're not set up for your silly step and repeat. We didn't build the club and go, hey, one day we might do the Millen Awards. Can we get a light hooked up for Bill, or maybe flip that
around? I don't know. Somebody has an iPhone, maybe? Easy. All right, our next award. I think we'll dispense with the formality.
Okay.
Right? All right.
Okay.
Chris Swendeman. So Chris gets a very special Snowflake Award. It is for handling the most amount of FaceTime and text from Jessica while we were doing the podcast, while he's home trying to get some sleep. And actually, half of the podcast only happened because you get a little one.
You get a little one. And a pink one. I don't know what that says.
Millennial pink.
We FaceTimed not only during your podcast, but to get the technical.
There's crowds that way, Chris.
A lot of 9 o'clock FaceTimes.
Yeah, a lot of 8, 9. But you had part of the puzzle, which is Bill Spadia. I had the other part. And we put it together. Like, between the two of us, we would figure out what you were trying to say. We translated from Spadia to English.
That's right.
You did it.
Yeah. You should know this. Chris has been drinking since Monday.
And we appreciate you.
Well, I need to. Working with him for so long.
Yeah, Chris, no, that'll do it.
And by the way, I pray for Kristen every day. I told her tonight. Just saying.
Chris, let me ask you a question.
She's all the way in the back. She's back that way.
All right. Oh, yeah. I saw you. I can't see it.
The newly engaged Kristen.
Newly engaged Kristen Accardi.
Can I ask Chris a question? I have an important question for Chris. So, Chris, you're no longer at New Jersey 101.5.
Correct.
And obviously, and you don't even have to say it. I know you miss working with me.
Of course.
I want to know, were you there the day that, first of all, is the ad department here?
What?
No, all right, were you there the day when that very uptight ad department lady heard me have a conversation with one of your advertisers on NJ 101.5?
Oh, yeah.
And was that not the most millennial reaction ever to a standard, normal conversation?
Absolutely.
I said to some other advertiser, well, I do billboards, and they're very effective as well. And this little crybaby ad woman went back to the people at NJ 101.5 and said, Vinny Brand's shit-talking the station. Complete millennial. It's disgusting. All right, Chris.
Yeah. I was sitting right behind you when that happened.
Right.
And I'm sitting there cringing going, oh, this is going to be a project once he leaves.
It was a problem, right? And did it, was anything I said out of line?
I can't imagine it would be.
No, you've never said anything out of line.
Thank you, Chris Swendeman, the best millennial winner ever.
Vinny Brand walks into the station, and he's telling one of our advertisers, don't do this radio thing.
No,
don't do any radio. Buy billboards.
I did not.
Buy billboards. That's what he said.
Bill.
Anyway, Chris Swendeman, everybody. Thank you, Chris. All right, make sure you get the selfie. All right, our next award nominee, Elora Nanos. Come on up, Elora.
Elora.
Now, this award, we had a little trouble with this award, Elora. We had a little trouble because all I could remember was the F word.
Congratulations.
I remember there was a slide.
We can say it. We're explicit, Bill. Go ahead and say it.
These people paid
money to hear you say the F word.
What type of award did you win?
All right, so here's what happened.
For a lot of these people,
my brain absorbed two things from our conversation. One, I'm like, I see Elora, and I'm like, why do I think of the word fuck slide?
How
did that happen? So here's why. She's giving a presentation with the word behind her on the PowerPoint, and then in an unrelated incident, broke her shoulder on a slip and slide.
As you do.
Elora Nanos.
Elora, everybody, yay.
So, you know, as a little girl growing up in Staten Island, you know, I had hoped that someday I would get this award from someone with whom I disagree about absolutely everything, right. Which makes it really all the more special. And the fact that you associate me with the word fuck slide,
and there you go.
It just makes it perfect, really. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yay, Elora.
And I got to tell you something, I respect a woman that buys her boots at SNM.com. Good for you.
Right. And a lot of people don't know this. Fuck slide was my nickname in high school.
Well, I think that makes it just perfect. Thank you very much.
Nicely done, Elora. Great job. Yay, Elora.
Thank you, Elora. All right, now head over. Mark. Thank you, Mark. We now have a light. So, Elora, hit Promo Joe up and get the.
You know what?
Who
this just occurred to me, Bill.
Go ahead.
This is like the Oscars without all of the stars or entertainment value.
That's right.
Yes, I think you've captured it accurately. All right, who is next? Who is next?
Aaron Lawler.
Aaron Lawler. Where's Aaron? All right, so on a serious note, the podcasts tend to derail, as you can imagine. We cover a lot of different subjects. Aaron's winning an award for being the first and only person actually to have us focused on a serious conversation.
Stay on topic.
Yes. So I hate to bring it down, but
no. Thank you.
Aaron, congratulations.
She had a serious conversation?
Serious conversation.
What was the conversation about? Into the microphone.
I was talking a little drugs, a little education, a little incoming governor kind of chat, but we kept it light.
Yeah. Aaron is
you had a chat with Phil Murphy?
In my heart, I did. But not in reality. Yeah. If he's hearing in this, her heart. I'd like to chat.
In your heart, you had a talk. Do you like Phil?
I'm going to wait and see how things roll. So.
Could you talk into the microphone for the group? Because it's a recorded conversation.
I'm sorry about that. I'll get a little bit closer. Is that
close enough? But as a woman, wouldn't you support this whole ridiculous notion of equal pay for equal women? Bill does not support equal pay for women, by the way.
I could talk emotions, opiates, and all that.
What's your podcast?
I want to say, Aaron, first of all, thank you. I want to say this. I want to say this. Vinny goes a long way to proving that you don't need to be necessarily likable to be a good comedian. I think that's what we've proven.
A very valid point. Aaron, no, thank you. We appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron.
All right, our next award recipient is...
Has to bring their cell phone up with them.
Jen Ursillo, come on up.
This is the new, is this the new Chris Wenderman?
Now this award this award, very simple.
It matches.
For the best meatloaf that was not Eric Scott or Cara DeFalco.
Yeah.
That's right. Third best meatloaf.
Jen, we're really pleased to give you this award. Why are you bringing your cell phone up?
I don't know, he told me to bring my cell phone.
Oh yeah,
because
we gotta
take a
picture.
Because you're gonna have to take a selfie in front of the Stepan
repeat. We're taking a selfie, okay. First of all, I wanna say, I love it. Outstanding.
It's you, right?
Having said that, no, I want to thank myself for making a good meatloaf. No, thanks, Bill. I love working with you, even though I'm not really on the morning show, but I feel like I am because I'm always here and we do our little back and forth thing at the end of your show and me starting news. So thank you. And I love working with everybody. And you're right. You can't see a damn thing up here.
No.
Right. No, you can't. So
thank you. You never have to wait for a reaction.
Yeah. You can't see the 400 people that are here.
You don't know. Thousands.
It's like a football stadium.
I gave you my best speediisms. You didn't even read. Yeah, right? I love it.
Outstanding. Fantastic.
Thank you. Now, what am I doing with this?
Congratulations.
Go over to the step
hashtag
and repeat.
Millen Awards.
Yay. Selfie. And then the hashtag is Millen Awards.
Do we have another award?
We have a couple more.
Couple more.
You okay, Vinny? You hanging in there?
Let's go.
You got to do a set after this. You know?
Well, I think the concept that we should be able to talk to the winners and get a feel.
I want you to be able to talk to the winner.
Feel free.
But you all sat there and didn't say anything.
Well,
it doesn't work if you don't talk.
All right, let's get another winner.
And you see how it works. Everyone has a microphone. I feel like the whole point is everyone has a microphone. So I don't have to call on you.
Bill, you know what?
Right?
Believe it or not, we're still more organized than the Trump White House.
Our next award recipient, Jill Myra. Where is Jill?
Yay, Jill Myra!
Congratulations, Jill.
Accepting the award for Jill Myra.
We didn't really.
Jill Myra.
The truth is, we didn't really talk through what Jill's award was. So, come on, Jill. You all right? Come on up. What are you doing? How many of those have you had?
32.
All right, Jill Myra.
Yay!
Honestly, though, the award is for literally smiling constantly.
Yeah, you never stop smiling.
Constantly. It's almost a little annoying.
Yeah, it's kind of like if a Labrador was a person. It would be kind of like...
If I was a guy, I'd be a total creep.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
it would be scary, yeah.
You'd be like me.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Jill Myra, is it true...
It matches my outfit,
too. Is it true that you tried to change your moniker to Jill Myra Traffic Whore? Is that true?
Jesus Christ.
Now, Jill, I love what you
do. No, it's Filthy Traffic Whore. Filthy, smelly traffic whore.
You know what?
Can I ask you a question? I tried one day very hard. Jill was doing traffic. Those of you don't know, Jill does traffic. They do it live. It's actually quite impressive to watch. It's not written down. They have to look at a screen, and they have to tell you where the backups are. And Jill was in a pissy mood, so she just made shit up. And it was completely wrong traffic. She's telling people, it's clear on the GW. Meanwhile, there was one lane open. And I tried to trip her up. I tried
to
get her
screwed up. Southie doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
And
geography.
By the way, By the way, I just want to
say, Washington Bridge is nowhere near South Jersey. If there was dumbass.
If there was a website, Filthy Traffic Whore, I would visit it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I think I could speak for everyone here.
Yeah, he would unloosen his Belt Parkway.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Joe.
By the way, what is with this martini glass? I ordered an Appletini. What is this?
That's when you
thank
know
you very much, Joe Myra. Anyway, Joe Myra, everybody.
Go,
go to the step and repeat. Go to. You all right?
Jill's biggest concern is her martini glass isn't right.
I want Jay to play the music for me.
Na na na.
All right.
Na 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 na. Hey hey hey. Good.
Remember when you're when you are tweeting that or putting on Instagram, the hashtag is Millen's Award. No, Millen Awards.
Nicely done,
yes,
Bill.
Yes, on the end. Thank you. I've had nothing to drink. All right, our next award nominee slash winner is... Wait a minute. Jillian Messina.
Jillian Messina, everybody.
Jillian Messina. Now, Jillian, a lot of thought went into your award. You're a good friend of the show, good friend of law enforcement. We decided your award is for valuing the Millen's Award over your husband. Because he was pretty hungry when he got here, and you dragged him here. Thank you.
I felt really bad because you came over and you were like, well, how does the process work? What am I winning for? This is a big deal. And we looked at each other and said, oh, no, she thinks this is real. And as you can see, not at all.
But what I was actually trying to do is explain to my husband it was real to get him here. So
yeah,
so I tried.
We apologize to you, to your husband, to everyone watching this, to the people at home listening. To Vinny for having this. Are you on your phone? Jesus Christ.
I'm looking like at a very important Facebook post because I also am a millennial.
You all are right. An honorary millennial. So, Jillian,
very
thank you for coming.
I'm looking at a Facebook. All right,
grab your phone.
Instagram followers.
All right, so grab your award. Head over to the step.
Jillian Messina, everybody.
All right, Jillian Messina. No, you're all right. You're all right. You're all right. All right, who is next? Who is next? Wait a minute. Is he here?
Who?
Matt Rooney.
Matt Rooney.
I can't believe it.
I'll accept the award for Matt Rooney because I feel like I could.
So I'm going to ask you to accept this award on behalf of Matt Rooney. So the award for Matt Rooney, this was when we first were starting the podcast and I learned what the explicit label means in podcasts. We asked Matt Rooney, and I don't know how it came up. I'm sure Jay brought it up.
He's a divorce lawyer.
He's a divorce lawyer.
So I asked him, do you have to deal with a lot of, like when you're divorcing people, do you have to deal with porn? Because I feel like, you know, none of the men here look at pornography, but those that do, the scum that do, Bill, if the wife finds it, then Matt maybe helps them divorce. And he said yes, and we talked about hentai porn. Is everybody aware of what hentai porn is? Hentai.
Hey, Laura, don't ask too many questions. There's an entire podcast that you can download on hentai porn if you are interested.
Let me
just preface this by saying, because I didn't understand the whole explicit thing, I said, Matt, can you explain it in a G-rated fashion? And he did. He explained hentai porn for a G-rated audience.
It's like, imagine pornography mixed with squid. I didn't invent it.
Thank you, Jay. Jay Black, everybody, on behalf of Matt Rooney. All right, our next award, very special award. We took a lot of time in this one. Nicole Perino.
Yay!
Nicole Perino.
Come on up, Nicole.
Oh, I've been waiting for this one.
Now, Nicole. Oh, all right, sorry. Film yourself coming in. Are we Facebook Living? Is that what we're doing? Okay. Nicole wins a very special award for the most gullible at a fraternity party.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Nicole, look. She. On the podcast, learned how to play rock, paper, scissors, and the elbow.
Let me do this. How many girls here know how many guys, I should say, know the thing? Can you touch your elbows behind your back? Did anybody ever hear this before?
What's the question?
You say, can you touch your elbows behind your back? And then the girl tries to touch your elbows behind your back, and you look at her boobs. Right? Did anybody do this in elementary school?
Thank you, Jay Weinstein.
Really? It's a thing, apparently. Apparently, it's a thing. Congratulations.
And then we also brought up rock, paper, scissors, and Nicole said, rock always wins. And I said, well, that has to be because you were at a fraternity party and they were playing rock, paper, scissors strip version. And they said, oh, rock always wins. And they were like, we got to invite Nicole back because she believed that.
I forgot that moment until you just said it tonight. I forgot what happened.
I'm so sorry, but let's play rock, paper, scissors.
I did do the boobs thing, though.
I did it.
Thank you, Jay, for putting the creepy in the expression creepy old man.
I thought this was going to be a proud moment.
Not old. How dare you?
Excuse me. Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. The mic is yours.
I thought this was going to be a proud moment in my adult life.
This is a big deal.
I just took 10 steps backwards.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I went backwards, you know? You're calling me a...
You know what you should do?
What was the name of my award? It's like basically being dumb and naive.
No, you didn't hear the Best Girl Ever Award, which you totally won. There you go. Now touch your elbows behind your back.
I love you guys.
And feel free to punch Spadia right in his hair.
Yeah, sorry. I do love you guys, though.
Thank you.
It's really great, and I love the podcast.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. I'd like to thank... no, I'm just
kidding. Go ahead. Nicole had a whole speech prepared.
Yeah, no, it was... I should point out that Jay came up with the award names.
Yeah, nobody.
All right, thank you, Nicole. Nicole Perino, everybody.
Nicole.
All right, so everybody that's come up, there is an episode about the conversation that you can download on nj1015.com. All right, our next award.
Patrick.
It's a very special award. Patrick Lavery. Woo.
Patrick Lavery, everybody.
Now, Patrick wins the award for being the most talked about replacement co-host if Jay dies.
And I'm a little concerned that we have this conversation as often as
and
we
that
do.
And that was Jessica's
idea. What's the award for?
If Jay dies,
Patrick takes
Patrick
over.
Is the replacement host.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
All right, now, Eric left, so I was going to be looking for him for 30 seconds, because that's usually all the time I have in the morning. I know some people don't like to write... yes, I am reading this on my cell phone. I know some people don't like to write acceptance speeches because they get superstitious about winning, but as soon as I was nominated, I knew I was going to win because I'm a millennial and I'm entitled to it.
That's correct.
Also, I did write this speech on my cell phone. I also wrote my wedding vows on my cell phone, but at least I memorized those. So.
And now we're legally married to you.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question
now, where's
about,
my
your,
damn snowflake?
About your suit. Is it true that you got your suit from the banker on the Monopoly set?
I bought this suit when I was in college 11 years ago. And every time I put it on, I try to convince myself that it still fits. And it really doesn't. It's time
you
for
that
a new
suit in college?
Maybe I can pawn this off and buy a new suit.
Yeah, you could. But I have to ask you, why did you buy a suit in college?
You had to go to court.
No, I was trying to impress somebody. You know.
You're still single.
It doesn't
right?
really matter.
Are you still single?
He's married. He said he wrote his wedding vows on.
All right, I'm being funny, Jay. It's
to
fucking
what he
funny.
Says, though.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I'm only kidding. You look fantastic.
I think
look
I
awesome.
Would marry you right now.
Well, thank you. Aww. Let's go to Utah. We can do it there.
Wait, can you get married? You can. It's national, right?
Yeah.
Why would we? Why Utah though?
Mormons.
Oh, okay.
Mormons.
We can marry.
I'm already married, so I would need to have a second marriage.
Patrick, everybody, Patrick Lavery.
See, I realize with an audience and with this whole thing, we'll have to think about this for next year.
We
need more structure next
Bill,
year. We need a little more structure, right?
Yes.
All right. Our next award. I don't know if he's here though.
Are we giving it to him then?
Bill, how many more?
Well, I don't know.
It was a good story.
Is Tommy Farrell here?
We did get to test it.
So Tommy won an award, but we can't tell you.
Why can't we?
Yeah, we could tell
you.
Well,
can you accept this on his behalf?
So I grew a beard, and Tommy Farrell has a beard. And I just wondered if two gay guys kissed, and they both had beards, would they lock together like Velcro? Because that seems like something that would happen. So we didn't kiss to find out. I was hoping tonight... we would kiss on stage and know.
Ilaria, yes? Yeah.
Who wants to kiss?
Yes, go ahead.
She actually left it up here.
Well, no, Nicole, you left it. It's here. All right. Don't worry. Here's the good news. When we're done, before the comedy show starts, I'm going to give everyone
one. Is this the last award?
So don't worry. Last one.
Last one.
It's the last award?
Yeah. And it's kind of a nice award.
Oh, yeah.
It's not snarky. It's just friendly. Tony Ann, where's Tony Ann?
Tony Ann, everybody.
Tony Ann, come on up. All right, so Tony Ann was gracious enough to stop her work every time Jay and I came bumbling in.
Why did
saying,
I didn't
we
bumble?
Have to?
How
we did,
you?
We did. We would come in like
we
a train wreck.
Yeah.
And then Tony Ann would give up her office
over.
so we could record the podcast. So, Tony, that's your snowflake. Thank you.
Spilled Monster Energy drinks all over the sound.
Oh, yeah, expect an award
and beer.
I did not. I and thought beer. The only reason I was here is because a year ago I told you your comedy was sort of funny.
That's exactly why you're here.
No.
I did. No, Tony Ann was here. Chris Swendeman was here, can attest to it. My 10 minutes was pretty funny.
I thought it was
good.
What
do you think? It was pretty funny. Not going to do it today. All right. So, Tony Ann, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So I have to actually end the podcast so we can get to the show.
Bill, I've written an original song I'd like to sing.
Wait, no. We have someone else to play us off.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Smith is coming up.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was going to do that now or at the start. I don't know. You know what? We lack structure. We'll work on this for next year. All right, Joe Smith, where are you? You ready?
All right, let's
do it. So I want you to meet this young lady.
You're going to sing along.
Rising country star.
Let's do it.
Got a great voice. She is she's in Nashville, but she's playing the Jersey Shore constantly. We love having her on. And I've asked her to sing the national anthem. I thought it'd be a nice thing to do. Got a new governor.
And just know.
Got lower taxes.
You don't need to know the words to sing along, as our president has proven.
Oh, stop, Jay.
You just got to just mouth it.
It doesn't have to be anti-Trump. Every turn. Mark, can you turn off Jay's mic? Thank you.
Come on, Joe. He's in peak physical
condition. Joe Smith, everybody.
Joe Smith, everyone.
Speaking of the words, I feel like I should have my phone up here to use for the words. This is the Millennial Awards. Okay, to start the comedy show.
Yes, you should stand up.
Okay.
Why are we standing?
I know, where's the flag?
Vinny, is there no flag? Wait a minute.
Hold on one second. Vinny, is there no flag in your place?
There is a flag in the heart of every patron of the Stress Factory. Are you going to sing the whole anthem?
Say again.
You going to sing the anthem?
I am.
Let's do it.
All right. Wait, oh, okay. Here comes a flag. Wow.
Hey, there we go.
That flag looks very legit.
Hey, don't count. There's only 48 stars.
All right, are we ready? Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That was well done. That was very well done.